What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Dork. Teachable Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. In today's episode, we're cool, adjective, sleek. I did not know this, but sleek actually comes from the word slick. That's a fun fact. What's like kind of intriguing or like exciting to me about sleekness and coolness is kind of like the idea of minimalism and like kind of streamlining, I guess. It's also like sleek is like aesthetic. It's not necessary. It's not like very like character. There's not a lot of character to that word. There's not a lot of character to like, yeah, like that, the whatever that word like kind of conjures. But it still does kind of like conjure in emotions in a way. It's sleek. I think of horses when I think of the word sleek. I think of like, yeah, like, I don't know. Are there even long-haired horses? I think of like short-haired horses, I guess. And we're going to talk more about it. We opened the show today with Baby Girl, the Mist Milano's Clubbed and Night Chord Edit by KCMQ off of Baby KC Ultra. KCMQ is out of Toronto, and I have been waiting for them to release something again for quite some time. We're going to move on. This is Polvo by Mr. Twin Sister off of their album El Mundo Azul. I have been so into this song since it came out. They released it as a single in September last year, and I can't stop. It's just so good. So please enjoy. This is Polvo, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations from UBC Vancouver campus. I am your host, Dork, and you just heard Cherry, spelled C-H-A-E-R-I, by Magdalena Bay off of their most recent release, Mercurial World. Just before that was Catronata's new single, Caution, and then opened that set with Polvo by Mr. Twin Sister, off of their album, Al Mundo Azul. Wow, we had a kind of hectic start, but we're here, we're back, and we're thriving. Today's episode of the word cool, cool adjective, sleek. As I was saying before that amazing music break, really, let's give it up for the music. Part of what's like kind of exciting to me about sleekness and like coolness, I guess, is like how pretty much exclusively visual it is. Performed it is, I guess. Sleek comes from the word slick, which makes sense. But if you look up sleek on Urban Dictionary, like nothing really comes up. But if you look up slick, oh my God, people drag that word through the mud. Like one definition was just like a scam. It was just like your scams. But if you Google define sleek, literally the first thing that comes up, and you have to like look for more definitions, is of hair, fur, or skin, smooth and glossy. My brain like immediately went to otters. I don't know why, but I was really surprised, I guess, that was the first thing that would come up, that like people probably like, that's like the most, I guess, like understood definition of the word sleek. Because I think of it as the next most common definition, which is having a well-groomed appearance, or a wealthy appearance. And like, we've talked about this on this show before, like wealth does not mean you're cool. Money is a barrier, but, there is something about like having the, like, it feels very, sleekness feels very composed to me. And like, almost like I think like kind of think of the Matrix, like unaffected sleek jackets, hair, silhouettes, and poise. I really think of as sleekness as poised, which is not necessarily like, I feel like it kind of connects to the different types of coolness that we talk here like about here, both like kind of like the social performed one, but then also that kind of like calmness, coolness, whatever, unaffectedness. But there is kind of that like under that kind of like pretty essentially negative undercurrent of kind of like oiliness, and like how postured it is. So those are just some thoughts. We're gonna move right along to Enduro Corner, Pompoko's most recent release. And it's just a single, but it's supposed to be an EP pretty soon. I learned when planning this episode, Enduro is a thing. It's like my brain wants to say triathlon. It's not a triathlon, but it's like a race of endurance or something. I don't know who's doing that. That's a lot. Anyway, this is Enduro Corner. You're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Not even knowing. Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Take a rat, lighter.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city commonly known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Cigarette Lighter by Japanese Telecom. Off of their 2001 release, it's like being reissued. Clone Vinyl or whatever is doing a reprint, so if you're into that, purchase it. It reminded me a lot of, I used to play this artist out of Berlin, DB Rich, a lot on this show, and I haven't in a while, although it looks like they have released something in the past little bit, but it's like very, very similar. If you're into Japanese Telecom, you will also probably be into DB Rich. And if you're into DB Rich, you'll also probably be into Japanese Telecom. Just before that was Cities of Eve out of Tennessee with their newest single, Ways of the World. And they have an album, I think, coming out this month. It says 2022, so you can only assume. And then opened that set with Pompoko's new single, Enduro Corner. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments. Honestly, I appreciate it so much. Because otherwise it's just me talking to myself in a room. Which I guess I still am doing anyway. But today's talk were cool. Cool adjective, sleek. I was thinking about this. Well, I'm going to be honest with you all. The reason that I came up with this, or how I thought of, how it was revealed to me that I should do this episode, is my hair looks really nice today and it's in a sleek little bun. Which I guess, honestly, like, I was saying a bit ago that I was like shocked that the first definition of the word sleek was like to do with hair, smooth and glossy, but I guess I fully like I played into that 112%. But like I've been thinking about like we're all like trends and fashion and like whatever blah 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 is like always cycling between these two extremes of maximalism and minimalism. And sleekness to me is like that's like the minimal aesthetic. It's like it's the like Kim Kardashian's house of adjectives, I guess. Which honestly it's a little unnerving and eerie. But how something like it's kind of interesting how like that word changes from like talking about a person and like talking about hair, which kind of has to do more with like grooming, which makes sense. But then of an object, it's about like being streamlined and like how grooming and like being streamlined, like those aren't the same things. Like you can groom your hair to be messy and rough and blah, blah, blah. But like a chair that is just kind of sitting there and is like, I'm thinking of like a fuzzy football chair. I don't know why, but I would not describe that as sleek. But how, like, I think that we're dipping back into this, like, sleek aesthetic. Or maybe it's just, like, maybe I just am. I feel like we've been, like, very, like, Y2K, like, da-da-da, like, kind of, like, throwing everything on. But we're, like, moving in a Coco Chanel direction. We're taking one thing off when we leave the house. That's all I really have to say about that. We're going to move on. This is Nicola Cruz with O Si Si Te Quiero, featuring Isabella Love Story off of his album Sentimientos Encontrados. And you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yo te estremezco, yo no uso el mismo outfit, dos besos. Yo ya no quiero que tú.
Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Has the gloom of winter got you feeling down? What about the dreaded sinking sensation when faced with piles of to-do lists? Chase away the blues this month by revisiting the Victory Square Block Party in Discord Magazine's Real Life Action column. Pick up a copy at Big Joy Barber and gather your dancing shoes for a luscious journey into Primps Daytona. Or drop by Far Out Coffee and reflect on the nature of vulnerability with Franz the Poet. Dive into the depths of theater with Rhiannon Collette. Learn about community spaces that heal with Day Shields. And explore the core of connection with Brendan Post's Heavy Petting, which premiered at the 2021 Vancouver International Film Festival. Before you go, come chat with our programming manager, Jasper Sloan Yip, for tips on how to make damn good radio from home. Through rain or shine, Discord Magazine is here for you. Forever local and forever free.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territory of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations from UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Heart in Two by Caro Heart, the Cecile Believe remix. Cecile Believe is like I guess another hyperpop artist. I'm pretty sure that she's based in Montreal. But I love her. She did an album, Plucking a Cherry from the Void. And I was like listening to that so obsessively, kind of like in February of last year. And then Ali Lobe, who hosts Cushy Radio here on CATR and also is the co-founder, I guess, of Cushy Entertainment, which is kind of like an events and artist promotion kind of company in Vancouver, published this article in Exclaim called Hyperpop is the New Sound of Rebellion. It is so good. The article is very good. Ali is incredibly talented, and Cecile Believe is featured in it. And I was like so starstruck. I was so jealous that they got to talk to Cecile Believe. So 10 out of 10 recommend. That's a good album, Plucking a Chair from the Void. Just before that was All I Think About by Pedal Supply off of her album, or I guess her Hey EP. And then opened that set with O Si Si Te Quiero by Nicola Cruz featuring Isabella Love Story. Maybe Nicola Cruz? I'm not really sure. Today's just for a cool adjective, sleek. We've kind of talked about aesthetic. We've talked about, like, in terms of, like, humans and then also, like, in the world. I want to talk about behavior a little bit. So I kind of mentioned at the beginning of the show, I, like, went on Urban Dictionary to kind of, like, see what sleek meant. Nothing really came up, but I looked up slick, which sleek kind of comes from. Not kind of. That's where sleek comes from. And it was so rude. It was just, like, scammy, like, oh, like, they think they're slick, like, very, like, you wouldn't say, like, I'm slick in, like, a good way. It's kind of always, like, they think that they're getting away with something and they're not. But thank you, Google, when you define sleek, the most, in my opinion, convoluted definition of all time comes up in terms of behavior. Just in that, like, every single definition or, like, so many words in this definition you have to define. So, like, sleek was defined as ingratiating, ingratiating or unctuous. Ingratiating is intending to gain approval or favor, sycophantic, and sycophantic is behaving or done in an obsequious, which is obedient or attentive to an excessive or servile, which means having or showing an excessive willingness to serve or please others, degree. And servile way in order to gain advantage, or unctuous of a person excessively or ingratiatingly, flattering, oily. As someone who has, I would say, too many, my vocabulary was not up to standard for this definition, but I want to focus, I guess, on the last word, oily, slippery, skeezy, and then also, like, to gain, the idea that, like, you're sleek, like, to please other people. You're trying to gain favor, you're trying to get an advantage or, like, please people. Which is a kind of, like, sad fundamental of any word or, like, any vibe or behavior, that, like, it's performed for someone else, or, like, it's performed, or just that it's performed at all, which all kind of coolness aesthetic is. But specifically in, like, how, like, negatively it's, how negative the connotation of the word, of that slick, kind of sleek word is, like, that oiliness, that, like, manipulation. Like, it's, I think it's really seen as manipulative when it's very, yeah, like, it's very, like, outward facing and, like, very aware of perception, which is kind of sad. I don't know. Like, there's something about, like, its whole purpose being, like, so antithetical to what it is, which would suck. But we're almost at the end of our show, so we're going to move on. This is Lokman, the song Toes Down, most recent single. And you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
That's cool. Been trip. My trap house still. Tip. This time where I'm gone.
She keep me down from a distance. She love to climb up on top.
She let a wild go flint, flint, pimps up.
Pimps up, hold down, legs up, toes down. When she drop me, cause she not me. And we got trees, so many go around. Gotta know, I ate it. She's so sweet now and later. I want that all the time. All the time, all the time. Gotta know, I ate it. She's so sweet now and later. I want that all the time. All the time, I mean you all the minds when it's hips up, hold down, legs up, toes down. While she jock me, cause she knocked me. And we got treats, so let me go around. Gotta know I ate it. She's so sweet now and later. I want that all the time. All the time, I mean you all the minds when it's hips up, hold down, legs up, toes down. While she jock me, cause she knocked me. And we got treats, so let me go around. Gotta know I ate it. She's so sweet now and later. I want that all the time. All the time, I mean you all the minds when it's all the minds when it's.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you're listening to underneath me right now is L'Amour Forever by TDJ off of their album TDJ BBY out of Montreal. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments today. Up next is Into the Woods with Mel Woods. Always the perfect end to Teachable Moments. Today's episode were cool. Cool adjective, sleek. We are going to end the show with Otto's new single, Veronique, featuring Pudding Club. I, like, have been obsessed with Clam Day, Otto's most recent release, for quite some time now, so I'm excited that they have some new stuff out. Have an excellent week. I adore you.
Thank you.